Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. When I was one of the invited participants at the U.S. Mint's Numismatic Forum last week in Philadelphia, I presented a modest proposal to two Mint officials that they liked and found intriguing. The problem is that the U.S. Mint has to strike coins and laws passed by Congress and signed by the President. Then it must follow the details of design elements and mintages as specified in the law. As a consequence, the Mint cannot initiate new coin designs, which limits the profits it turns over to the U.S. Treasury. Knowing of these constraints, here was my proposal. The U.S. Mint stopped striking Kennedy half dollars for circulation 18 years ago. Since then, it only sells modest quantities to collectors at prices above face value. Mintages plummeted. But the Mint is authorized to strike a few million Kennedy halves for circulation. The low mintage would almost certainly make them worth more than face value. This would prompt the public to ask banks and credit unions for them. The financial institutions would request halves from the Fed, which would order them from the Mint. The Mint could also profitably supply them direct to banks and credit unions at face value with no postage charge, as the coins only cost about 12 cents to strike. Should this program increase the profits the Mint turns into the U.S. Treasury, the Mint could then seek an amendment to the legislation for the American Innovation Dollars to allow them to be put into circulation. If the Mint could put a few million of each into circulation, that would again result in public demand for these coins. With higher sales of these low mintage halves and dollars, the Mint would almost certainly increase the profits it transfers to the U.S. Treasury. When I was young, it was possible to search through loose change in hopes of finding coins worth more than face value. Today, that is almost impossible. Should the Mint put into circulation coins worth more than face value, that could spark a new surge in coin collecting in this country. This idea would be a win-win for the U.S. government and for the general public. What's not to like? That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.